In the first released polls since former President Donald Trump's conviction was announced on Thursday night, a pair of pollsters still project him locked in a virtual national tie with President Biden. YouGov, polling for the Economist publication, and Morning Consult released their frequent tracks. In the YouGov survey, the ballot test finds Messrs. Trump and Biden tied at 42% apiece. Morning Consult sees Mr. Trump holding a slight 44 to 43% edge in a head-to-head test. Therefore, with the respondents knowing of the Trump conviction, they seem unfazed. In the important June 4th primary, after being outspent and trailing in an early poll, freshman New Jersey Democratic Congressman Rob Menendez defended himself against a serious challenge from Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala to record a 54 to 36% renomination victory. In a safely Democratic seat, the congressman has now unofficially secured a second term. He also overcame the baggage he inherited from his father, Senator Bob Menendez, and the latter's criminal indictment and trial. In a rather surprising primary finish, Iowa 1st District Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks only scored a 56 to 44% Republican renomination victory over businessman David Pausch, who again attacked her over a series of her centrist votes. Mr. Pausch had raised just $35,000 through mid-May. Therefore, him holding Miller Meeks to only 56% within her own party suggests significant incumbent weakness for the general election. But Congresswoman Miller Meeks is no stranger to close elections. In her initial win back in 2020, she won the general election by only 6 votes. Bogged down with a bribery, indictment, and trial, New Jersey Democratic Senator Menendez, as expected, has now filed as an independent in the 2024 New Jersey U.S. Senate general election. After the indictment and facing very poor favorability numbers, even within his own party, the embattled incumbent announced he would not compete in the Democratic primary. The senator's reelection prospects are still dismal, but he can now use his still substantial remaining campaign funds to pay legal expenses because he is a qualified candidate. A new Gravis marketing poll released of Colorado's 4th District finds retired Marine Corps officer Ike McCorkle leading GOP Representative Lauren Boebert 41 to 27% in a hypothetical general election poll. This result is surprising in an eastern Colorado 4th District that is the safest Republican seat in the Centennial State. Representative Boebert's move to the 4th District from the Western Slope 3rd CD that she currently represents looks to be working, since she won the party convention and has a huge resource lead on all of her GOP opponents. It appears, however, that she will have more work to do to convince a majority of the new district voters to support her in November. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.